You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Five arrests have been made in relation to the Matthew Perry death. The police did a big press conference yesterday, and there's a couple of doctors. There's a woman that they called the Queen of Ketamine, and they went into the nitty-gritty details. Like, they have an entire timeline of the month leading up to his death, and he was pretty clearly addicted to ketamine injections.
I have one question, though, about the whole thing. Could there have been any more arrests?
Yeah, it's a Chandler thing.
Oh, okay. All
he
right.
spent $50,000 from these two doctors buying 20 vials of ketamine.
At least.
One of them in a text message exchange called him a moron.
Yeah.
So they were saying something to the effect of, how much will this moron pay? Let's find out. Then the ketamine queen got him another allegedly 50 vials for $11,000. So he was somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 in like the 3 or 4 weeks leading up to his death.
Yeah. I've never heard of somebody addicted to ketamine. I mean, people kind of use it recreationally now. But this was wild. Yeah. So, five arrests, five people charged.
That's a cool nickname, though. The Ketamine Queen.
Is it, Rob?
I think it sounds
pretty cool. I'm going to go with
no. Well, I would like it better if they just combined it and call her the Keta Queen.
Oh, that'd have been a good one.
Keta Queen.
Yeah.
So,
it's an opportunity.
Sad ending for a great actor, but obviously had his demons throughout his life. So we'll see how that all plays out. Bruno Mars is trending today. He's got a new song out with Lady Gaga. It's called Die With a Smile.
This kind of came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere, and I'll be honest, it's a little sleepy, but it gets much better towards the end. But the theme is like 70s country television.
It's wild looking.
And it is a little sleepy, but I like these two together. I'm like, oh yeah, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga? That could be a serious powerhouse pop duo. But Lady Gaga said he was recording his album and invited her over. He said, hey, I want you to work on the song with me. And it doesn't look like it's attached to any other album, but just sort of a one-off single.
The name sounds like it should be for that Joker movie.
I know. I kind of thought it was that.
Do her friends call her Gaga or Ga? There's no way they call her Lady Gaga every time they say her name.
They might call her by her name, her full name.
I think it's Gaga. I think
Gaga is called Gaga.
I think I've heard her say that.
Yeah. What is her name again?
Stephanie.
Germanata.
Oh, so you think they call her Stephanie Germanata every time?
I don't know. I don't know what they call her.
Maybe Jeremy.
Stephanie. Steph. Gaga.
I would call her Jeremy.
Yeah. Would you find it weird to call her Gaga if you're like lifelong friends with her?
Yeah.
You would? Yeah. If you're my life, and if I'm Lady Gaga and you're my lifelong friend, I don't want you calling me Lady Gaga. Call me by my real name.
Yeah, Ace and TJ. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying. It would be weird if the guys that I grew up with called me Ace all the time. That would just be odd to me. I would not want to do that. Yeah, it's strange.
Unless they did it sarcastically. That would be kind of funny. Okay, Ace. Yeah. Sorry, Ace.
Again, I would not prefer that either.
And then Post Malone is trending. He's got a new album out, his country album, and it's loaded with stars. I mean, Morgan Wallen, Dolly Parton, Blake Shelton, who else? There's a ton of people on this album.
It's good.
It's good?
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I've checked out part of it. The part I've checked out is very good.
All right. I listened to the whole dang thing this morning. It's great.
It's real good.
Those are just a few things that are now trending.
We have a story of a couple that needed couples therapy worse than any other couple you may have ever heard of in your life. Except I think that they did not need couples therapy. Everybody else thinks they did. So we'll tell you what happened coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah, get this business as well as all the other business we do by going and subscribing to us on all forms of podcastery. You know, your Apple, your Spotify's, your Ace TJ app. Get all of it right there. Subscribe and like, because that helps us. And we know you want to help us, friends. We know.
Please help
us. We know you want to help us.
Please help
us. You've got it in your heart. There was a couple heading to couples therapy. They were in the car going to couples therapy. A woman named Veronica Gast, she's 30, and her boyfriend. So they got into a huge heated argument in the car on the way to the couple's therapist. So he said, this relationship is over. Let me out and I'll get a ride home or whatever. So he gets out in the middle of the road and he goes to cross in front of her car to go to the side of the road. And she, according to him, runs over him, slings him up onto the car, breaks the windshield. He falls to the concrete and he's all scratched up and everything. She says at first that she didn't mean to hit him and that she didn't see him there. Then I think she ended up admitting, yeah, I meant to run over him, but the windshield's busted because he punched it. That's what she's saying. So she was arrested and she's facing second degree assault charges. And it sounds like the relationship is officially over now because no amount of therapy can repair what they've got. Now, yeah. Everybody is like, okay, you know, they're saying online that any couple needed therapy. It was just, if you are not married to a person and if you don't have kids together, you don't need to be going to couples therapy over anything. You need to get out of a relationship. If you're not attached to that person and y'all got so many problems that you got to go to a couples therapist, yeah. Break it off.
And they don't
go be free.
They'd only been dating a year.
Yeah.
Just end it. End it.
But that's what I always say now. Everybody is so programmed, these young people, so programmed that everybody needs to be in therapy. So you got a boyfriend, girlfriend situation. Instead of just breaking up and moving on, they go through this, as the kids say, toxic relationship all the time. And they try to repair. Well, let's go to therapy. Everybody needs therapy. Let's go to couples therapy. And then you see what happens. Also, a lot of people are saying, this is why you don't let women drive.
Really? I read this story this morning. I didn't see that.
It was in the comments. Like, if you let a woman drive and you happen to get out of the car and she's mad at you, she'll run over you every time is what some of the commenters are saying. My wife drives a lot. When I'm in the car with her, she drives a lot. If we're in her car, usually, cause I don't want to have to readjust the seats and all of that. If we're just doing around town driving. Now, if it's regular driving on the interstates and going on trips and stuff, I drive, much to her chagrin. but I mean, I'll just tell her, Jody, I am driving because I don't want you running over me when I get out of the car.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit somebody with a car and get second degree assault. I mean, yeah. It's a little light.
Seems like attempted murder should
second
be.
Second degree right? assault.
Yeah, no big deal.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it,
how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Doesn't it seem like, Ace, about every other month there's a new article about cell phone etiquette? Like, yeah. Where you're supposed to do this and not supposed to do that. Now, well, this one is from Yelp. And there are all kinds of different things that they questioned people about, like taking pictures of food at a restaurant. 63% of people say it's okay, but it should be quick. Snap a photo when the plates arrive and then put your phone away. Not quick because the other person is wanting to eat or have their drink or whatever the case may be, but quick so you can put the phone away. Because you shouldn't have a phone out on a date or when you're with other people.
This is coming from people at the table with you, as if you're at the table with them, or from other people at other tables around there? Because I don't even notice somebody's taking pictures of their food at their other table. That's their.
No, it's with the people you're with.
Okay.
You know, whether it's rude to have your phone out at all.
Right, okay.
And so they say it's okay. 63% of people say it's okay if you're just taking a quick picture of your food.
Sure.
But they were talking about other etiquette-type things, and talking about who should pay, you know, the bill if you're on a date. 68% of people believe that the person who initiated the date should pick up the check.
Sure.
Other people said it's okay if you just want to split the bill, you know, that kind of thing. And so then they did a little question about what region of U.S. America you're from and how that changes your opinion on things. And you know, I'm always interested in that because usually in those things, if you're not talking about education or healthcare, the South dominates, right, in these types of things. Whatever the question is, when you're determining who's better, the Southern people or the rest of the country. So when it comes to splitting the bill, the most popular way to do it in the South is to have the server divvy it up based on each person's order. In the North, most people prefer to either have the bill split evenly among all the guests, or just opt for the simplicity of one person paying and then everybody else Venmoing them at the table.
Yeah.
Now, some people look at that and go, oh, okay. Well, but I know why that is. Why Southern people are more, it's more popular for Southern people to have them divvy up the check depending on what each person ordered, is because not all the Southerners are going to be drinking alcohol at a table,
right,
with other people. All people from the North are godless, and they're going to be drinking no matter what. So they're all boozing it up and getting drunk, pulling a big drunk, as my grandparents would say. So
it's hard to determine who's got what alcohol. Just, yeah,
it's just, you know, flowing up. Like, you know, like nobody's business. But Southern people are still like, well, you know, he had a beer, and I don't want to pay for that, any right. part of that beer. Because we don't do that.
And it's easier to let the waiter or waitress take care of it, the server, whatever the proper term is. Let that person take care of it. And they just bring you your pay. Just
tell them ahead of time, we're together this side, and then around the corner of the table, we four are together, and the rest of these demons with their alcohol are together. So that's why.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Our friend Richard Ticato was up in here yesterday talking. God, he was on one.
He was on one.
He's the Richard Ticato Companies is in the mortgage business, and he's all excited because interest rates are coming down.
Rates are coming down. It's a chance to save a lot of money right now.
So if you want to check him out, go to homewithrichard.com. That's homewithrichard.com. Ace, if your grandmother asked you to do something when you were a little kid, well, even when you were an adult, would you tell her no?
No, oh, of course not.
No. If your grandmother said, hey, come help me with this, come help me get this in the house, or come open the door for me, would you say no?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
Who would do that?
Well, there's a video clip going viral of a grandma who has gone over to visit her, I guess it's her son and his son, her grandson. And grandma goes up to the door, and the door is locked. And they, the little boy sees her on the doorbell camera. And then they have this interaction.
Is it?
Oh, hi, Dalton. It's me.
Oh, hi, Grandma.
Hi. Let me in?
No, I can't. Oh. I'm playing Rocket League. I just started a game.
Well, pause it and let me in.
I can't pause it. It's a online ranked game.
Well, tell your dad to open the door.
Hey, Dad. Grandma's in the backyard. Open the door for her. She's pooping.
Well, I'm not waiting.
You could always come back later.
Forget it. I'm out of here. You guys are crazy.
Bye. Love you.
He's pooping.
Now, I guess a little bit in his defense, he really had no way to be prepared for that. So it's not his fault that he happened to be in the bathroom at that particular moment.
Yeah. You getting a whooping for that as a kid, Ace?
I'm furious too. At one of my kids. What do you mean you wouldn't stop the game and go let your grandmother in the house?
You want him to give up his rank on Rocket League just to let grandma in?
Yeah, so when I sent that video clip to Rob to put it in the proper form to be able to play it out of my computer, you know, he labels them as he sees fit.
Yeah.
Now, I would have labeled that grandma locked out. He labeled it Rocket League man. Because I almost didn't even know where is that clip? Is Rocket Man a big deal video game, Rob?
It's like soccer, but you use cars to kick the ball in.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that seems stupid.
Well, hold on now.
Rob, would you have let your grandma in the same situation?
I mean, if you can't pause the game, you can't pause the game. I don't know.
My hands are tied.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Would you have just acted like you didn't see her out there or something?
Probably. That's probably more likely of the two.
And there's a possibility the whole thing could just be staged.
That's true.
Right. But grandma was kind of fine.
She's not bad.
She had her yoga pants on, her work. We call them leggings on.
Grandma rolled up in her leggings.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
It is a very special time. The week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show, reviewed for us in song. It is Riggins and the Week in Review next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Every day there are a ton of things you can download and listen to from the Ace and TJ show. There's the Ace and TJ show itself. There is the Extra Funny podcast. There's the Ace and Friends radio show and podcast. And there's also TJ's Fanaticos podcast, among other things that pop up during the week in addition. And that's the Week in Review. Has its very own podcast. If you ever miss it, you can check it out on our YouTube page or as its own podcast to download. But it is the most special time of the week for all of us. The week that was pop culture. The week that was the Ace and TJ show reviewed for us in song thanks to Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Tech D Rob skipped his high school reunion. I don't think he wanted to go. And he informed them on their Facebook page like Taylor Swift just canceled her show. Just a heads up. I won't be attending. Don't worry, I think they're okay. Ace and TJ had some high school reunions. I know for a few they went, but it's harder to have reunions with graduation rates at 2%. I'm excited for my reunion next month. I'll be attending no matter what, unless it's cloudy on that day or literally if anything else comes up.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tomorrow is National I Love My Feet Day.
Ooh.
What else is there to say?
Okay.
I know other people who love your feet, and they post on Reddit every freaking day. The Olympics came to a close. You couldn't be more over it than I am. The big winner was Simone Biles and that Frenchman who was smuggling ham. People roasted that Australian breakdancer, shedding new light on Olympic dealings. They're trying to say this is an example of bullying, but breakdancers ain't got no feelings.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Ace skipped his baby's kinder music class, which happened the other night. Ace, half of parenting is just showing up, and this just isn't right.
I just skipped it.
TJ went to a church retreat over the weekend. Was it fun? Well, that depends. It was just like regular summer camp without a zip line and none of your friends. The Mega Millions is up to $500 million. The story really caught my eye. Creed tickets, energy drinks, so many white trash things you could buy.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Creed tickets are white trash?
No.
Oh.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I'm asking. I thought that's what you said.
No.
Riggins referred to Creed and he goes, that's just butt.
It's butt rock. I didn't come up with that, by the way. I wish I did. It's butt rock.
Okay.
It's not rock enough to be rock. It's not pop enough to be pop.
Well, hold on a minute. Yeah. It's not rock enough to be rock. That's what you're going to say? I disagree.
There's a lady in Texas who has brought a record home to the United States, and we should be proud. And a little weirded out. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We're a patriotic bunch on the Ace and TJ show. I mean, it doesn't take just the Olympics to get us pumped about America, you know, setting records and taking over the world and doing all kinds of cool stuff. That's why we're excited for this lady in Texas who has brought a world record home to the United States. Her name is Brittany Lacayo. And you're going to want to grab a ruler or something here because she has officially been awarded by the Guinness Book of World Records the record for the widest tongue in the world. 3.1 inches wide.
Yeah. Doesn't seem that wide.
But if you see it.
It's shocking. Yeah. How
wide is our tongues? I would have said 2 inches. I would have said 2 to 3 inches.
This is about 3 inches.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
I want to measure mine.
Yeah, we have a tape measure, don't we?
Do we? I'm just curious.
The average width of a tongue, I don't know, this is in centimeters. I can't do that.
No.
2.5 inches is the average width. Hers is 3.1 inches wide.
That's not too great.
It's
a half inch.
Crazy. Yeah, when you see the pictures, though, it's crazy. I mean, another half inch wide of anything in your mouth is going to be...
Exactly. It's a big deal. What?
What?
Well, okay.
I mean, I know I'm funny, but I don't know what I said.
Here she is talking about it. Maybe not.
That's a great hour.
Here she is talking about it. Has our internet gone down? What is happening here? It's not playing.
No. That's what you get.
I'm so honored to be here.
My family would kind of make a joke about it. So I guess I've known from when I was pretty young that my tongue was larger than most people's. My best friend Sarah sent me a link to the previous record holder's video. And so I guess that inspired me to see if my tongue was actually wider than hers.
It turns out it was, and she's brought it home. The pictures are really wild to see, though. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's crazy when you see it in person.
Is she from Texas?
Yeah.
Talking like that?
Oh, she lives in Texas. I don't know where she's from, you know. Originally, I guess.
I didn't think they'd allow that.
Yeah. And there's this judge who's getting a lot of flack. A judge in Detroit put a 15-year-old in handcuffs and threatened her with jail time when she fell asleep in court during a field trip.
You fall asleep in my courtroom one more time and put you in the back. Understood?
That's not something that normally happens, but I felt compelled to do it because I didn't like the child's attitude. I haven't been disrespected like that in a very long time.
I'm going to go to sleep tonight while you're sitting in the juvenile detention facility.
Yeah, well, he's been taken off the bench while undergoing some additional training after putting a 15-year-old in handcuffs during a field trip.
Yeah, he said, was I going to put her in the juvenile detention for the night? Probably not. Could I have? Absolutely.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, he said he could.
For falling asleep on a field trip? You're not on trial or anything.
But people in the courtroom, an official court setting, have to act a certain way.
We've got something brand new that you can get obsessed with for the weekend next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
One of the fun things about social media is the fact that everybody can be off into their own individual thing, and it's interesting to hear what everybody else is doing because you can get turned onto something and you're like, I didn't even know I liked this, but I do. For example, I've been into chiropractors lately. My favorite is Dr. Alex. I'll watch any of the chiropractors, but Dr. Alex is the one that kind of pops up the most. He's my personal favorite. I don't know if it's how he positions the mic, but you seem to hear the cracks and the pops a little bit better.
Yeah.
TJ turned me on to a guy called John Boy the other day who reads lips of athletes when they're having arguments and everything and on the field.
Baseball players and coaches arguing with umpires and arguing with each other. He's the best at baseball highlights of anybody out there.
It's awesome. And I thought about this yesterday because I ended up kind of going down the rabbit hole of watching his videos. Like, oh, what's that one? Let me go with that. You know, and you're around like, I've been sitting here 30 minutes scrolling through this one guy's videos watching the same thing over and over and over again. There are a lot of these, but is there one, like, what social media account are you obsessed with right now and why? Do you have one, TJ, that just pops up? You go, I'm obsessed with that one.
I don't know if I'm obsessed with it yet, but I have really been checking it out as like the past few days. He's, I think he's from Huntsville, Alabama, where we used to live.
Yeah.
And he is called Landon Bryant. Landon Bryant, and his Instagram is Landon Talks.
And what does he talk about?
He's very softly spoken like this, and he talks about Southern cultures and things. Like, one of my favorite ones is when he said, you don't gossip about people in the South. You don't gossip. What you do is put them on the prayer list, and you say, now look, I'm not gossiping here. I'm just saying, because this is on my heart. The Lord has put this on my heart, and we need to pray for them, but slander. You know? It's like, yeah, we really need to put them on our prayer list because they slander. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Rob, do you have one right now that stands out to you that's your absolute favorite? Nothing, anything that you're obsessed with?
Not specifically.
So here's what we do. Hit our social media at the Ace TJ Show. We've got a couple of interesting ones coming up that people have already posted, but give us the social media account that you are completely obsessed with, but tell us why. What is it about this particular account that you are obsessed with? And we'll get to them next.
Thanks. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So just in time for the weekend, something new you can get obsessed with. The social media account that you are just obsessed with. There's one that I love and I can't find it. And I just can't remember the guy's name. But he corrects people who just share information on TikTok as if it's the truth. And it's always historical information. And I just figured out his name is Matt Dearden.
Okay.
And he's spectacular. Like, people that go on and say, you know, the founding fathers were all under the age of 30. So it's a bunch of Brads and Chads who wrote the Constitution. And he pops and goes, actually, only one of the founding fathers was under the age of 30, and he was 29. And he goes to give all the other ages. So he just fact checks people constantly. And it's phenomenal to hear the truth, and what people are just putting out there is the truth.
Hey, well, I forgot. One of mine is one that you told me about, Ace. Chef Reactions.
I love that guy.
That guy is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He watches people do their recipes and all at home and then talks crap about most of them. How they're doing it wrong. Yeah. I love that.
Holland said, I am stupidly obsessed with watching people either cleaning rugs or home inspectors walking through new build houses. He goes, I would never buy a new house after watching these videos.
Yeah, shoddy work on a lot of them.
Yeah. I get the rug cleaning. I don't have a particular account, but mine is the people that come and take care of yards.
Yeah, those are good too.
They empty lots. They clean them all. I will stop for that every single time.
Yeah.
One lady said there's a, not a particular account, but anything that has earwax removal.
That's a big segment. Mm. Yeah. A lot of that.
Beth said, I love, it's all one word. Don't cross a gay man. He's so confident and always stands up for what's right. They don't tell us much about the
thing. Sounds gay. You get it? Because it's gay. It really is gay.
It really is.
Deanna said, Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches is good.
Oh, that's a big one.
Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports rescued that dog and made $1 million. Mm-hmm. Adam said, the 92-year-old British granddad who always tries new food. I think Riggins
is
this guy.
Yeah, tripping out.
Yeah.
You know, they eat jellied eels over there and give him a Big Mac and watch his head pop up.
A 92-year-old said, it's busting. It is.
Yeah.
It is. I've never heard of this one. Mark said, the fat electrician on YouTube. It's the perfect blend of history and humor.
Okay. Have to check that out.
Jason said, America's Got Talent, AGT. the competitor's backstory and the ones that just blows the crowd away, living the dream. And Christy said New Heights because everyone knows why. Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's their podcast.
That's the Kelce Brothers podcast. Mm. Have you got one, Riggins, that you're obsessed with at the moment, social media account?
I mean, there's so many things. I like watching people eat in the car. Steph Pappas is one of my favorites. Just eating Taco Bell in the car. I could watch that for hours and hours.
All that happened is
yeah.
They eat Taco Bell. Yeah. It's always Taco Bell.
No. It's a lot of different food, but Taco Bell's the best one.
You know what? I had to unfollow one of those accounts where they eat the food in the car and then talk about whether it's good or not. Because the guy just seemed like he was just grouchy all the time and condescending and stuff. I was really? Like, he seems mean.
Oh, no. Hate that.
And I didn't want to watch that. I didn't want to be no part of that.
I love Ace trying to convince us that he's watching history content on TikTok. I mean, give me a break.
I like that guy a lot.
And not big butts on truck tires.
Now trending coming up next. I didn't say that was all I watched.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Alien Romulus is one of the top trending topics. This is a new movie in theaters. A lot of people are really excited. And this is what? This has to be the 10th Alien movie since the 70s or 80s that they've done.
Will it be able to knock off Deadpool Wolverine or It Ends With Us?
I don't know.
I'm real curious to see what happens with It Ends With Us after the week of not so great publicity they've had.
Yeah, it's been rough on Blake Lively.
But the movie reviews are pretty fantastic, so people continue to go see the movie.
I didn't know we were supposed to say Alien anymore.
Alien.
I thought we weren't supposed to say that.
Okay. Well, it is the title of a movie. Did you guys watch the original Alien?
No.
I mean, it was in the 80s.
I think I've seen parts. I didn't go to the theater. No.
Even when I was a little child, I was too cool for that kind of stuff.
This is still pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
Alien. Oh, excellent film.
You've already seen it?
No, the original.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are you going to see this new one, Rob?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah, if you call it a picture, Rob, it'll make you sound even more sophisticated. Like you're trying to. Oh, it's an excellent picture.
And then Sam going to the cinema. Is that
what? Yeah. Oh. Very classy.
Taylor Swift is in the middle of five nights in London for her Eras Tour performing at Wembley Stadium. Sold out every single night. Five nights. And then on the first night, this happened last night, she brought Ed Sheeran as a surprise guest. And they just start ripping through hits of theirs together. And it's great. If you like either of them, you're going to love these clips that have come out from the Eras Tour in London at Wembley. Ed Sheeran still, I mean, unreal. He is unreal. I mean, he's done more concert dates than I think any other artist of all time. I'm pretty sure.
Hey. Already?
Already.
Wow.
Mm. It's something staggering like that. But a lot of people are very excited about that.
And work till it hurts, man. Work till it hurts.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then a lot of arrests were made in the Matthew Perry case. It turns out that maybe in the last couple months of his life, he was addicted to ketamine injections, and they arrested five people, including two doctors that were texting back and forth, talking about how much money they can get from them if they sell it to them on the side. It's like a really kind of gross text exchange.
Yeah, they called him a moron. Drug ring. Referred to him as a moron. Let's see how much this moron will pay.
Yeah,
it's bad.
And his assistant was involved in some aspects. So just a really sad way to end a great life. So I just saw something before I walked in the room here, and I want to do a little investigation live on the air. So we'll do it coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So you didn't see this or hear this, but I just had an extremely awkward exchange with Tech T Rob. Really weird. So I was making coffee this morning. I happened to walk by his desk and I noticed he's got something on his desk and it's a stack of trading cards labeled Star Wars Unlimited. And I realized this is the card game.
Okay, I saw
where he wins. Okay. He's been winning. He's like a champion in the Southeast at this trading card game, Star Wars Unlimited. He travels state to state to compete in these tournaments. And I finally saw a stack of these cards on his desk. So a minute ago, I said, I just want to look through these cards, see what's on them. Like, I don't know anything about it. So I looked down at it and I said, can I open these cards? And he goes, no, I'm sending them out to somebody. And I said, are they open right now? He goes, no. I said, well, can I open them? He goes, no.
I've already got them all. Like, I don't want them to get touched because if there's anything happens to them, I don't get the full money for them. So.
Yeah. And I even asked, I said, can I touch them? And he reluctantly went, yeah.
As long as they stay in that package. Should be
okay. Fine. So what am I holding right now? I'm holding a package of trading cards, correct?
Correct.
And who are you sending these to?
To a company called Cool Stuff Incorporated.
Okay.
And they bought them from you?
Yeah.
And why is the company buying from you?
Because they will buy from me and then sell the cards to other people.
Yeah, he's through with these cards.
Yeah, I don't need any of those.
How do you know? You've never opened them.
Well, no, I put those in there.
Oh.
Yeah, he resealed them.
Yeah. Oh, and you resealed them.
So you created the packaging then?
Yeah.
The packaging.
So I went every card that's in that package, I found it on their website that they were looking for it, and I add them to a cart, and once it's all together, I ship them out, and then they'll give me money.
They were looking for a level 6 Marauder?
Yeah.
Whose ambushes, while a friendly unit is attacking using ambush, the defender gets -3/-0.
That's Enfys Nest, by the way.
This is Enfys Nest. Now, how much are they paying for this?
That card is only $1.
For the whole package?
Oh, for the whole package, it's over 100.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I'm holding like a nerd amulet right now. Like the
right, and that's why I think it's so funny that they're sarcastic with the name of their website. Coolstuff.com.
Cool stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's so cool.
Because it is, in fact, not so cool. But, wow. Okay, well, I'll be very careful with it, and I'll give it back to you in just a second. I was just curious if you were going to let me hold them or touch them or anything. Is this becoming like a little side project, side hustle for you?
No, it's just I realized I don't need any of these things, so I was just getting rid of them.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's already wallowed around in them naked several times, so he's done. He's done with them.
Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I feel so bad for those parents. I saw a video yesterday on TikTok of the drop-off line at their kid's middle school. It had to have been 3/4 of a mile long.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Out onto the... We didn't have drop-off lines. Like, and I went to a big school. We didn't have that. I don't know when that became a thing, but I don't... And I don't totally understand what the purpose of it is, but yeah. I feel bad for any parent that has to sit either.
90%, 95% of the kids at my middle school and elementary school, they rode the bus. Everybody rode the bus. So you have a few people picking up.
Where did the car riders, is what we called them back then. I don't know what they call them. Where did they drop off the kids?
In the big roundabout thing. Mm. I mean, or the big, you know, the driveway that leads up into the front of the school. What's the whole, like, why is it taking so long for those kids to get out of the car? What causes that?
There are so many of them now, so many of them that more of them almost than ride the bus.
Yeah. The parents don't put them on the bus. And it takes longer to get out of the car, I would think, because they don't have lockers anymore. No, they carry. They may have lockers, but they carry everything around in a book bag.
Everything's in a backpack.
Yeah, nobody really, like, we'd put all of our books in the lockers for the day, except for what we had to take home for homework.
Yeah, Ace was telling me the other day that he didn't have backpacks until he was in college.
Yeah, I didn't have backpacks until I was college.
And then I asked a question that I thought was relevant. I said, did you carry them in, like, your books in, like, a belt?
Oh.
And he looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah. Like, because that was done in the 50s.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I said, well, how are you carrying all your stuff?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, we would just put our books in our locker, and you had like one or two things you walked out of school with. And now they have everything in a backpack. They come out, they got to take the backpack off, get it in the car before they can get in the car and get situated. And there are so many car riders compared to what there used to be.
Yeah. Ace, do you remember that feeling, though? That feeling of freedom, and it just was so strong in your heart when you close that locker at the end of, say, at the end of a Friday, and you didn't have to take home anything. I don't have any homework. I'm empty-handed walking out of this school.
I got nothing today.
I mean, you had a skip in your step like nobody's business, especially somebody such as I, who looked at school for what it really is a prison. Oh. A juvenile detention center is basically what it is. That was my little taste of freedom. I got extra time out in the yard that weekend because I didn't have to do homework.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It's like a sun-in season is over. This is when I was maybe 12 or 13, me and my brothers, it was a popular thing to do to spray sun-in in your hair during the summer. And did it turn your hair blonde? Not really, unless you were already blonde.
Yeah.
What it mostly did was
black hair.
We have very dark, you know, I've got dark brown hair. My oldest brother has black hair. But it was the thing to do. You sprayed sun in it, or a lot of lemon juice, and it turned it a very vibrant shade of orange.
Yeah.
That was about as close to blonde as you could get.
Yeah.
That was one of those things that only girls did when we were in school.
Right.
Yeah.
Only girls, but all the girls put sun in their hair in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all were all feminine.
Maybe.
You could have done the manly thing like I did, which was go to the salon and have it highlighted.
Yeah, exactly.
Professionally.
Or bleach. Well into your 30s. I was 12. Yeah. But
that's a fair point.
Yeah, I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
So, but that was, that was our sun in face. I know Rob went through a phase where he was wearing JNCO jeans all the time, which is great. Those big, wide leg jeans. That was his thing. What phase did you have at one point in your life? Was there a time when you growled at people or hissed like a cat at people that were being mean to you? Because that's happening now. I see videos on the internet of kids hissing at people they don't like. So what phase did you go through at one point in your life? Clay said, I went through the religious phase. Now I have an actual relationship with God, not just looking the part and doing the social visual parts. He's a true man. Jessica said, my clueless phase. I had all kinds of outfits and, of course, those fuzzy pants, referring to the movie Clueless, I think.
Valerie, I love hers. Tanning bed phase.
That's a good one.
Everyday nap time. But LOL, I had to stop years ago.
I know, yeah. They will make you feel terrible about getting in a tanning bed now. Other people said frosted tips, TJ. But that was a phase. At one point, I was an athlete and bulletproof. Now I'm clumsy and fragile. Oh, that's fair enough. And a lot of goths. And I hear goth is coming back now. Even so popular is the fact that some schools have decided to ban all black clothing. But it's goth. That's part of the style.
Nobody can wear a black shirt. Yeah.
And it represents that depression.
That makes sense.
So.
You can wear the black shirt, but you can't just wear a black shirt and black pants.
Yeah, I guess right. So. Yeah.
I had a skateboarding phase.
Yeah, you did. I forgot about the skateboarding phase too. So if you've got a great one, at the Ace TJ Show.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.